what traffic stops have now become is an invitation to civil forfeiture. So you have officers and deputies, they check to see whether a vehicle's paid off or not. What should that have to do with what is done by the state of Florida, whether you have a lien on your car or don't? That's irrelevant. I don't want the law enforcement officer even knowing that information when they make a decision, but they check. Why do they check? Because every traffic stop becomes an opportunity for civil forfeiture. They also, it sets up a situation where officers and deputies, and the sheriff made a good point from Pinellas County, that we're the ones who set this up. So I hope we'll change it. But here's the last point I want to make of what it does. What it does is it turns routine traffic stops into, where are you going? What are you doing? Why are you here? Let's take the person in the front seat and then take the person in the back seat and let's ask them separately what they're up to. And if their stories don't match, sir or ma'am, may we search your car? And I've always said that if you're asked if your car can be searched by someone with a gun and the authority of the state, the answer is almost always yes. And that is not, even though they say it's a voluntary search, if an officer asks to search your car, I believe that that is not a voluntary exchange because you don't have two people that are similarly situated. So then you now have an officer searching the car, and if they find cash, somebody could be on their way to Home Depot during a hurricane, somebody could have just won $3,000 at some gaming operation, then all of a sudden, now they're taking the car or taking the cash. So these incentives have basically intruded on the privacy of people and their vehicles to be able to travel our state without fear of being, why should you even be able to be asked what you're doing? It's nobody's business what you're doing unless you're breaking the law. So we know that almost 80% of the federal cases where there are forfeitures, there's never even a criminal prosecution that results in a conviction. So with due respect to Senator Joyner, I oppose her amendment because it undermines what Senator Brandis is doing, which is to take away the profit incentive.